Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. It is time now to head to the Big Ten Conference and check in with our college football analyst, and that is Husker great Jason Peter. Good evening, Jason.
How you doing, E?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. It's been a very busy week, an awesome show, and here we are in the month of October. Things are not moving in the right direction for Michigan football. Obviously, we've heard about the headlines, everything this past week. Head coach Brady Hoke is in his fourth season, and he is certainly on the hot seat. I guess it's not a matter of if, but when some change will take place, or what do you believe the future holds for Brady Hoke?
Well, if Michigan football keeps going down this path, then it's an easy decision. The reality is that his best year, I think, was his first year, and it's just been downhill ever since. I guess when you look at the recruiting rankings, it seems like they're still pulling in kids, but they're just not panning out, I guess. They're not getting developed once they're getting on campus, one way or another. But it's Michigan football, and for some reason, still considered a premier program. In the modern era, I know they like to say the winningest football program of all time, but I think a lot of those. Those victories came maybe before TV went to color. that's just the reality
Jason.
Of it.
Right.
I mean, hey, look, and I know my team has its own issues, when you look in the recent past. But, you're talking about a team. I mean, they got the one national championship that they split with us in 97. But other than that, I mean, I don't know what they've really done. I just think Brady Hoke, this whole thing, with Morris, the quarterback,
it's Shane.
Being magnified. I mean, obviously the concussion thing is a huge, huge issue, and not the time that, you want to go through something like that. But, the reality is that the kid probably had a concussion. I mean, the terminology that they used or that they gave to us, it was kind of ridiculous. Probably a mild concussion or something like that. I don't even know if that's a medical term. But, everything is just it's blowing up now. And this is the reason – or this is the excuse that, fans, students, national media, what they're using to get him fired, when in all reality, all you have to do is look at the record, and that should be enough, for him to be fired.
Jason Peter is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. You had referenced just a moment ago Brady's initial season. I mean, they finished 11-2, and we're wondering, of course, is this a make-or-break season for him? But, going back to last weekend against Minnesota and Shane Morris with that concussion, I mean, did you see the tape? And how could they lack to have that kind of communication?
Well, I mean, I could see how it happened was that you have everybody on the sideline and they're watching the game. And that hit was so late that I imagine that when Shane Morris threw the ball, everybody's eyes are following the football and to see whether or not, the receiver's going to catch it or not. That hit came, a good 2 seconds after the ball was gone, so I could see, but then the guy's lying down on the ground. He's obviously dazed and confused, and at that point there should have been somebody on the sideline who's saying, look at Morris, we got to get him out of the game. And I know that they have some quarterback issues at Michigan right now, and Morris wasn't the only one, I guess, who was banged up, but you got to get him off the field, and you got to, at least knowing that he took the type of shot that he took to the point where he was wobbly out there. I mean, isn't it protocol that you do a concussion test on a guy like that? I mean, when he doesn't know what day of the week it is, that would be my first feeling is like, hey, let's get the doctor over here and get this guy checked out. So, you know, but when you look at the whole picture, I can understand Brady Hoke. It's like, you know, his mind, and this is not an excuse, but I'm trying to imagine what was going through his mind, and he's just thinking, man, I'm about to lose to Minnesota. He's like, what am I going to do? How are we going to win this football game? Maybe it wasn't necessarily, let's make sure that Shane's all right, which, you know, therein lies the issue that, you know, player safety is supposed to be, you know, the number one issue. And that's where, you know, the criticism of Brady Hoke is coming.
Well, he's certainly feeling the heat. You're talking about the loss to Minnesota, but unranked, and losses to Utah. And, of course, we remember that complete shutout against Notre Dame. So, obviously, they are very desperate for a win. You just have to really wonder, I mean, does Brady Hoke lack the leadership that this program obviously desperately needs? So,
I mean, you remember prior to the season, I mean, you know, at the start of or at the end of last season when Michigan hired Doug Nussmeier, the offense coordinator from Alabama, I mean, Michigan fans were selling that almost like, you know, here they had Nick Saban's understudy, you know, that this was going to be a guy who was going to change the Michigan offense and you know, they're basically getting a guy with the qualifications of a head coach, you know, as their offensive coordinator. And it was just up and up for Big Blue from here on out. And when you look at this team, I mean, the offense is just horrible. It's just horrible. I mean, they don't have playmakers. They don't have guys on the line. I mean, when's the last time you looked at a Michigan offensive line and it's like there's not, you know, here, this guy, you know, their left tackle, he's going to be the first rounder this year, and then they got some 315, 20-pounder on the right side who's going to move over the next year and play the left side. I mean, this was the Michigan offensive line, and you know, you look at them now, and it's just like, it's almost like, where is this talent from these recruiting classes? Where are these kids? Are they just that bad? Are they not getting developed? What is the problem?
Right, it's perplexing. I mean, and they are certainly searching for answers, but we're quickly running out of time. Jason, I got to ask you, I mean, we're through the first 5 weeks of college football. I mean, what have you learned so far about the Big Ten Conference? I mean, your Huskers, they're the only ones with the unblemished record.
Yeah, and, you know, they're still a team that I think most people aren't really sure about. You know, you beat Miami, but, you know, Miami's a name, almost the same way that Nebraska is just a name at this point. Until you go and you beat some real teams, and you go on the road and you beat some real football teams in hostile environments and so on and so forth, you know, everything else doesn't really matter. And up to this point, Bo Pelini really doesn't have, I guess, you know, what a lot of people like to call signature win. You know, there really hasn't been anybody that he wasn't supposed to beat. Well, he's got an opportunity this week, you know, against Michigan State. But
is that why they haven't gotten a higher ranking, Jason? I mean, because they're 19th right now, and there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the fact that the Huskers, I mean, you've got a program with history, and
yeah. Well, it's all about recent history, and that's what, you know, Nebraska doesn't have. I mean, they don't have any big wins. They don't have anything to hang their hat on. And right now, I think even though a lot of national media, they want to get on the Nebraska bandwagon because, number one, the Big Ten needs it. I mean, right now, your flagship program is Michigan State. I mean, Michigan State, that's a basketball school. Now, that's no knock on what they've done. I mean, it's more credit to them, but
right.
That's just kind of how I think
they've improved a lot, though.
The national perception is it's that Michigan State's Izzo's school. I mean, that's just they're a basketball team and I think people, when they think Big Ten, that's who they're thinking now as a legitimate team, Michigan State. And I think that's why, you know, they went out to Oregon, and it was a good game for three quarters. I mean, Michigan State was right there. They just, you know, lost control of it in the fourth quarter. But I think, you know, most people still look at Michigan State as that team that ultimately, you know, you throw in the mix for the conversation when you're talking the college football playoff.
Okay, Jason Peters been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Always love going under the helmet with him and catching up, getting his perspective and insight. And JP, next time you're on the show, or next week when you're on the show, we will do a full recap. This time, let's talk Big 12, Oklahoma, TCU, and that is going to be one to keep our eye on this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead.